This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the heart of 1776. You white man!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to have Alex Jones joining us with a special report from the road in the next segment. Yes, we're going to have Trump be the 45th president, whether or not people like it or not. And, of course, there's a lot that we're going to be talking about with that. We have death threats being given for entertainers, just like they gave death threats to the Electoral College electors. I've never seen this kind of stuff before in my life. I don't think anybody alive has seen this type of thing done before. I don't know that people got death threats for being members of the Electoral College in the 18th century. So, I mean, this is really unprecedented. But we're going to be talking about John Lewis's most recent attack and, of course, the fact that we have now 19 Democrat legislators, or maybe I should just call them the demagogic party. Who cares whether they're there? Who cares whether or not Hollywood is there? Quite frankly, Hollywood and Broadway, and these are some of the people who have dropped out now because they say that it's death threats. You know what? The real death threat is the death threat to their career. There are going to be repercussions for them if they do this. Repercussions from people who run those places for the most part. You'll never work in this town again. Does that sound familiar? That's really what they're running from, and it's a shame to see that. But, you know, quite frankly, I think that Hollywood doesn't really fit in this inauguration. We're quite happy to have middle America represented with its fife and drum corps and its bagpipes and its majorettes and the small middle America that is despised by Hollywood and the elite of the left and right coast as they then milk them for every cent for their entertainment. You know what? We're not really entertained by this anymore. It's getting quite old, and it's getting to the point where we really can't look beyond your political activism to the entertainment that we pay you for. So there may be some actual repercussions for this, for these entertainers who are dropping out, who are getting partisan on this. We've got a singer who has a long career on Broadway. She performed for the Reagan inauguration. She performed for both Bushes. She performed for Clinton. She's performed for everybody, essentially, except for Obama. Interesting, because she's black entertainer. And she was going to perform for Donald Trump's inauguration until she got all of these threats against her. So she's dropped out. Also interesting, like I just said, we're going to take a look at the double standard for John Lewis. I understand that he was a civil rights leader. And we have now people like Ben Sasse, a never-Trumper, people like Michael Steele, who was the former RNC head. And, of course, I saw him at the DNC when I was there. He was a rock star for the DNC. I don't remember seeing any other Republicans there, interestingly enough. But anyway, he's coming out saying, don't go there, Donald Trump. Don't you dare criticize John Lewis because he was involved 50 years ago in the civil rights movement. Well, what has he done lately? That's the point. And if he is acting as a political figure, if he is advocating policies that we're against, remember, he was the one who led the sit-in on the House of the floor of the House after the shooting in Orlando, trying to get more gun control. If he's going to get involved in policies that we don't agree with, he's not immune from being criticized. And yet, and that's exactly what we have Rand Paul saying, and yet the press is using this to play the race card yet again on Donald Trump. We're also going to take a look at the little kerfuffle that's going on about what's going to happen to the establishment press. They're very upset. They said, you're moving us out of the White House. And the press people have for Trump have said, look, you've only got 40-some-odd seats there. We've had over 400 people apply. So, as Drudge points out, has a headline, they're actually involving more people. That's a very interesting paradigm there, because it's the same thing that's happening on the trade side in globalism. And we'll discuss that a little bit more in the future. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to have Alex Jones joining us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, January 15th, 2017. Alex Jones here reporting from the road. I'll be co-hosting in this hour with David Knight, who's hosting from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas, where we're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. These are historic times. I have to preface every segment with that. Incredible developments are happening on every front, good and bad. But first off today, I want to lay out the fact that Reuters, Associated Press, Yahoo News, AFP, the New York Times, Washington Post, all this weekend have been linked up on drudgereport.com. I want to say he's done an amazing job of pointing this out just by linking to their articles. That open world government is now being just admitted. They've gone from just a month and a half ago in the New York Times with stories like, what is globalism? Does it exist? Making fun of yours truly in InfoWars, saying there's no such thing as global corporate government, to having to admit it's real, admit it's being rejected worldwide, and that it's in crisis. And guess who they say is going to prop up world government and is the hope of their whole system. You've heard this here thousands of times. But guess what? They now admit it. Communist China. And the reason I keep saying, see, I told you so, is really only InfoWars geopolitically analyzed what the communist Chinese were saying, what the Davos Group was saying, what Bilderberg Group was saying, what the Club of Rome was saying, what the Council on Foreign Relations was saying. Again, 200 people or so chair all those major groups I just mentioned. And they are on record pushing a planetary unelected corporate government. And as I've said thousands of times, if we just expose there's a global corporate government that's anti-prosperity, this crony capitalist that picks winners and losers, that is completely authoritarian and oppressive by the very dictionary and encyclopedia definitions, it will fall of its own illegitimacy. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason I keep going over this is the whole ballgame. And we are just suddenly seeing devastating defeats for the enemy, bigger than I even envisioned. I expect this to take a decade or more until more of their oppression took place before this awakening took place. So I've been right about everything except the fact that it's imploding faster than I previously thought it would. And there's some good sides to that. There's some bad sides. Because, listen, there's still a lot of underlying corruption system-wide. If we don't replace it with real prosperity and justice-based economies and don't really promote real independence and freedom system-wide, we're still in an explosive crisis because the public's been dumbed down as a tool of control. The public has been balkanized and turned against each other as a tool of social control. And still, those destabilizing dangerous factors are still there, leftovers of the whole global system. When I say leftovers, globalism is still in full force and still expanding. But dominoes have begun to fall and set in motion its total collapse. So we now need to start discussing, trailblazing, how to come out of globalism, not just here criticizing it and about how oppressive it is. We have to then deploy the known free market, open free society systems that we know are better replacements for it. So again, that said, for your own eyes, go to Infowars.com, go to DrudgeReport.com. The reason I mentioned Drudge is Drudge did a great job this weekend of just linking to Yahoo and Associated Press and Reuters. It was just everywhere with the headlines. Global elite look to China to prop up New World Order. Global elite, Davos Group, look to China as the backbone of globalism to save it. Again, who told you globalism was basically a plan to let the communist Chinese take over the planet? I did. Who explained that globalism was a deindustrialization program for the rest of the world, except for China? I did. And the reason I keep going over this is not to brag, it's so you understand we have the enemy battle plan. If we expose the enemy battle plan, it will implode. And you have to understand, we have the enemy battle plan. I don't want to territorialize my research. I want everybody to take it. I don't want credit. All I want is people to understand I've done the homework. I've read hundreds of foreign affairs briefings. Hundreds. I have read the globalist communiques. I have watched them on C-SPAN and watched the Davos meetings. I have read their writings. I understand their philosophy. I understand the world they're trying to build. And the fact that we are so close right now to their system is completely imploding is a beautiful thing. But that said, let me go over some of these headlines for you since I was mentioning them here on air. Again, I'm on the road. Let me pull these up for you. Reuters. Davos elite struggle for answers as Trump era dawns. Trump is only the figurehead of nationalism and sovereignty and human self-determination. Trump will be the global figurehead of this in history if he delivers and never sells us out. But he will not be the figurehead if he doesn't deliver. It doesn't matter, though. We don't rise and fall with Trump. Notice they're trying to brand it only as Trump. So they hope that they can destroy his name, destroy him, whether he delivers or not. They're going to try to destroy him. Okay? No. This is a movement against unelected, tyrannical, corporate world government that thought we were so stupid it could establish this thing in our face and that we would just let it run on without any control and basically make us slaves. So it breaks down that they're meeting in Davos right now. And they also point out Trump didn't send anybody as a representative. That's because Trump doesn't need to go meet with you, a bunch of billionaires scheming on how to manipulate governments to make yourselves tax exempt and screw over the little guy. Davos is an evil group. From its founding, it's been all about transferring power from the nation states, from the people to themselves. Trump is delegitimizing it by not going and preparing to announce the first summit once he gets into office in Reykjavik, Iceland, halfway between the United States and Russia in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, just like Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev met 30 plus years ago there. Again, showing that it's nation state to nation state that matters and that communicate. And the people's representatives, not a bunch of people's representatives running off to hide, in the mountains, in Davos, landing on their private helicopters in secret to discuss what they're going to do, and then going out and giving press conferences to the world. This is about the people taking control through their governments, and it's happening, and I salute Donald Trump for it. Let's continue. Let's go back to some of the other news articles here. There are a whole bunch of them, but where I'm at doesn't have the best internet, so it's taking a moment to pull it up. Governments grapple with globalization backlash. Again, that's AFP, Yahoo News. And then it goes on to break down in an article by Antonio Rodriguez that the whole world is turning against globalism. And despite the fact they pushed all this racial and sex division, women and minorities in record numbers are voting for nationalism. And they're voting against globalism. A very, very beautiful time to be alive. Here's another one. This is also out of AFP. Chinese leaders meet Davos elite as voters revolt. And you go on and read through the article. They say that the group of 3,000 delegates meeting from the elites in government hope communist China can block populist movements worldwide. just like the communist Chinese are in our newspapers lecturing us, saying you better shut down fake news, you better control the internet, you better shut down your nationalists. They're a destabilizing force. And then computer world, everybody else comes out and says, thank God for the Chinese government, not mentioning their communists or mass murderers. They know how to handle things. Boy, they've been proven right. That's how disconnected and sick our controlled corporate media is. Now, we're going to go to break in a moment, and I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to hand the baton to David after the next segment. But I want to get into the bigger news here domestically, not just the global awakening against world government and the fact that they can't even deny it exists now, a major information warfare victory. But Ron Paul coming out in an article on InfoWars.com warning that the deep state basically may try to assassinate Donald Trump, and how that ties into the inauguration that's coming up, and so much more. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the spearhead in the fight for human awakening. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business,
you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up in the next segment, the host of Balance the Transmission, and I'll be back in Texas tomorrow. Again, these are incredibly historic times we're living in, now just 5 days out from the inauguration of Donald Trump. I want to talk about now the major move by the establishment corporate media and rogue elements of our intelligence agencies, as well as foreign multinational banking institutions, to overturn the populist movement in this country. Now, they still operate like the public are idiots, but they're having to admit global government's real. They're having to admit their system is unelected and unaccountable. They're having to admit that they've got a crisis and have to head us off at the pass. Their answer is authoritarianism. Have an EU army go into the EU member states and not let them leave. That's right. That's being announced. Ignore the Brexit vote, which they've now announced. And here in America, have state-run media come in and block all independent, liberty-based media, truth-based media. Now, that's a tall order, isn't it? Well, they're willing to do it. The people that hijacked America and Europe have basically set up a corporate world government from our ingenuity, our technology, our hard work, and the oppression and sweat of third world populations as well. And so now they are desperate to try to turn the tide of history and are floating all sorts of propaganda about suspension of this election, postponement, national emergencies, martial law. This is being trial ballooned everywhere. A bunch of Democrats aren't going to the inauguration. Members of Congress are saying that Trump's illegitimate and the media is giving him a bunch of support and coverage to hope it snowballs. And then Ron Paul comes out in a statement. It's up on Infowars.com and says he's really concerned about the deep state overthrowing Trump if they can't infiltrate him and nudge him that they could do to Trump what they did to JFK in 1963 in Dallas, Texas. Now, you notice that is echoing exactly what I've been saying for months. And again, we're on target. I told you they try to overturn the delegates, that they do recounts. I told you they federalize the elections. Obama did that 2 weeks ago. So if they do try to overturn this election now, the new election will be under their control. Now, let me pull this up from Infowars.com right now because it's so incredibly important. And again, you can tie all this into the treasonous behavior of MSM going, oh, the Davos Group says the communist Chinese are going to save us and use their economic will to grapple with Trump, and they'll keep America in line. Our own media is so traitorous and so lapdog and so disconnected that they don't think it sounds traitorous and treasonous and bizarre and collaborator to be praising the communist Chinese as the corporate saviors to link up with the globalists and the Bloombergs of the world to continue to oppress the American people and other populist movements into submission. I mean, you couldn't write a script like this. It'd be like if aliens invaded the Earth and the corporations came out and said, let's join with the aliens against fellow humans. I mean, the script is that ass backwards. It's so obviously bad guy, villain garbage. And again, it's a huge victory because they're now having to admit it all. Now, here's the story. Will the CIA assassinate Trump? Ron Paul warns of more powerful shadow government. Trump is treading dangerous waters and risks the fate of JFK. Some Max Slavo article up on Infowars.com.
It isn't just that Donald Trump routinely thumbs his nose at the establishment, insults media figures he sees as unfair, and bucks conventional wisdom. It is that President-elect Trump is defying the will of the deep state, military-industrial complex, base of ultimate power in the United States. This is why he's treading dangerous waters and risks the fate of JFK. And that's what Ron Paul is saying in an interview posted to Infowars.com. This story is very important. And embedded in the article, we've added my emergency message to Donald Trump that I cut yesterday, where I lay all of this out. Now, here's why the so-called deep state people are in big trouble. If this was 10 years ago, a president could not buck you, okay? But also 10 years ago, you had people in place who were globalist establishment minions. But now the climate is such that even most people in intelligence agencies understand that the global elite controlling things are really nasty, bad people. It's not that intelligence agencies in the modern era aren't for command and control authoritarian states. But that was because they were taught from college that we need authoritarianism to control third world and Arab countries. Not that the West needed to be under authoritarianism. Now, that was still kind of an arrogant, elitist, white man's burden, Rudyard Kipling angle that came out of the British Empire. That whole spirit, that whole attitude. But this goes so much further into actually social engineering society and creating autocratic systems so that you have a servile, dumb population that needs to be led and needs to be controlled. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, the ultimate form of oppression, to create a servile, dumbed-down mass of people, which WikiLeaks and other documents show is their admitted plan. So now that we have global government out in the open, let's start really dissecting who's behind it. Special corporate interests that don't want to just defend America or just get rich competing to create powerful weapon systems, but groups that are creating weapon systems that are designed to even make our so-called allies dependent, and that are designed to actually create wars, not stop wars. I mean, what's the point of creating all these weapons and all these systems if they end up destroying the planet? What is the point of that? They always claim that they're pitching global government in the name of ending war, when their global government is actually at war with humanity itself and at war with civilization that is more equally distributed. And I don't mean that in some communist term. I mean in the free market of ideas. They're creating the ultimate class structure where they want data, information, life extension only transferred to the elites and segregated from the general mass of public in a breakaway civilization system. So everyone should go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and get this article with Ron Paul basically warning of everything I've warned of. The deep state is incredibly inbred. It's disconnected from reality. It's eugenics based in its philosophy and systems, and it is the main threat to our planet today. I'm not opposing the aristocracy of the planet because I want to be the aristocracy. That's the old classic revolution that, you know, today's revolutionary is tomorrow's, you know, ruler. No, I truly want to have a free market, renaissance, open culture like the forefathers did. And I am someone who 100% believes in Americanism, not globalism. Globalism is just old, corrupt, centralized empires where you have to have a license to even have a job or a license to create a good, and where everything is run by monopolies and inbred elites who run around with their noses in the air. I fundamentally hate those inbred elites that do not deserve to rule over us. Because if they were true leaders, they would understand that they could lead and people would follow them and support them. But instead, they want to rule over us instead of leading by example. You are inbred. You are degenerate. You are anti-human. You basically project your own self-loathing and hatred onto us, and you need to fall. But the big news is, only 5 days left, they're openly now discussing in the news overthrowing the Trump election. We are right again, folks. And again, I don't like to brag and say, we're right, we're right, we're right. You need to understand, we have the blueprint. We have the program. We understand the enemy operation. And if we will just spread the word and expose it, they will fall.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom and the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, January the 15th, 2017. It's amazing to see the reactions of people that think that we care if they go to the inauguration. Now, we got a lot of Hollywood performers who are dropping out. Some of them say that they are being threatened with death threats. And, of course, I believe that. We've seen people with the Electoral College that have been threatened with death threats. But, of course, these entertainers are looking at the death of their career. They will not work in Hollywood again if anybody thinks that they did anything to help Donald Trump. Nicole Kidman is the one who got it right. What we're celebrating here is democracy and a peaceful transition of power. Something that I would think everybody would support. But, of course, we have now, I think the count is up to 19 self-serving, publicity-seeking Democrat lawyers. I think we need to call it the Demagogic Party. Are now saying they're going to boycott or they're going to participate in protests during the Trump inauguration. Fine. We don't really need you there. We could care less. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the people in the press corps that are so bent out of shape about what's happening. And, of course, the top of Drudge, it said Trump is going to open this up to more people in the press. That's the way you need to understand that. So we're going to break that information down for you, as well as look at the developing opposition to Trump from Paul Ryan. And, of course, we said this was going to happen. We said that the number one opposition figure to Donald Trump is going to be Paul Ryan. And now we see that Paul Ryan and the GOP are starting to push back on Trump's Buy America. Oh, we don't want that. They pulled it out of the first bill to have that in there. They say, he said on Friday, Ryan told somebody, we're not going to pull the rug out from underneath dreamers. We're not going to send you home if you came here and said you're a dreamer. Remember, dreamers are anybody who comes here up to the age of 31. A foreign citizen who comes here illegally, decides they're going to stay, and then says that they're dreaming of American benefits. And so, of course, Paul Ryan is eager to hand that out to them, to tell them that they can stay, all these dreamers up to the age of 31. They're not going to go out. And then, of course, he was also saying that he's pushing back against Donald Trump's idea about lobbyists. Trump said, I want to put a ban on people. If you're going to come here and serve in the government, you're not going to then turn around in a revolving door and become a lobbyist 1 year after you leave office. We're going to make that 5 years. And if you want to be a lobbyist for a foreign country, ain't going to happen. A lifetime ban. Paul Ryan says, I think that's really a dangerous idea. He also thinks it's dangerous to have term limits. And that's another thing he's opposing Donald Trump on. So we're going to talk about all those things as well. Before we get to the news, though, I just want to remind you that we have a special at InfoWarsLife.com. This is how we fund our operation. We don't get money from George Soros, like Media Matters. We don't get money from the federal government, like NPR. No, instead, we offer you products that help you to protect your health, to protect your safety. Things like the bulletproof vest inserts, the bulletproof vest and the inserts that you can put in your backpack, the carbon nanotube technology, state-of-the-art technology, and anti-ballistics. But I want to focus right now on the specials we have, the Make Our Body Great Again initiative. We have discounts from 20 to 30% off. We have 20% off Secret 12, vitamin B12. That's in a liquid formulation, a very good form of B12, very easy way for your body to assimilate it as well. We also have 20% off Liver Shield, Prostaguard, and Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. It's very important for your health to get restful, deep sleep. And if you're not getting it for some reason, you can use a natural aid like Knockout to make sure that that happens. Also, we have 30% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. Iodine, which used to be put into salt and many other food additives because they understood that your body needs a certain amount of it to be healthy. That's not the case anymore in today's America. They put other things that your body needs to be able to fight back against toxins that are in your food, your water, and your air as they remove essential nutrients. So that's one of the reasons why we offer these products. You can also get Super Male Vitality, 30% off, and Brain Force, 30% off. My favorite supplement that we have. It really helps to focus your mind. And after a long absence, we now have back in stock DNA Force. It's been out for over a month. We've got it back in with an emergency shipment. It's very difficult for us to get this key ingredient, BioPQQ, costs about $30,000 a batch. You can see there's 175 clinical studies. You can look at that and see what BioPQQ does for your body, for your DNA. And we have that back in stock now. So to help you get stocked back up, we have a 10% discount. And if this runs out, it's going to be a little while longer before we get another backup shipment. So that's something to take advantage of right now. 10% discount is a substantial discount on that product. It's probably our premier product in terms of cost because of that very difficult to get and expensive ingredient, BioPQQ. Now, as Alex was talking about earlier in the program, the news that we saw all day yesterday and still today, of course, is Davos in Switzerland, the big globalist confab. Now, this is the one that they want you to know about, not Bilderberg. They do the same thing at Davos that they do at Bilderberg. They all get together and you have have these political leaders and the elites of the press and of business all get together and, you know, kind of conspire to do things. I'm sure nothing at all illegal, nothing that would be criminal, of course. But they want you to know that they're doing it at Davos. They, for some reason, tried to keep Bilderberg completely secret. That's why we show that so much. We want you to see who's going there. And, of course, they have a lot of celebrities that show up at Davos. Celebrities that won't be going to the Trump inauguration because they're on the other side. But I tweeted this out on my Twitter account. It's Libertarian, if you want to follow it. I thought it's an irony that they've now chosen the Chinese to be their spokesperson, their leader. Now, the Chinese premier and president is out there in front. You know, here we have the most hyper-nationalistic country, and he's supposedly the globalist leader, the people who say, oh, we don't like nationalism. We want a one-world government. And yet China is the most hyper-nationalist country and aggressive country you can find anywhere. I mean, look what they're doing in the South China Sea, right off the coast of the Philippines. China is also the most protectionist country that you can find. Isn't it an irony that here we have this protectionist country that is now going to be the spokesperson for all these globalists who say, no, we have to have open trade. Open trade is the only way to go. No. China is about a one-way policy. I'm talking about a one-China policy. They got a one-way trade policy. That's what China has. So when you look at protectionism, when you look at nationalism, all the things that the globalists are supposed to despise, that is the very embodiment of that in China. To the greatest degree of any country and greater degree than what Donald Trump has proposed. And yet he is their leader because they have chosen the Chinese as the tool to take down the West, as Alex pointed out. And so it's not really an irony. It's simply the lies of globalism that we see going on in Davos now. And of course, we have a new world press order that is starting to establish in the wake, especially of this press conference that we had this last week. It's a new order for the press, and the press is really, really getting upset about the fact that there's talk about moving them out of the office that they had in the White House and into an office in the adjacent building. And the way most of the press is depicting this is the way The Hill does it. The Hill says Trump team is considering evicting the press from the White House as a report. Well, that's not true. They're not talking about evicting them. They're talking about putting them into a bigger room. And Reince Priebus points out that the reason they're doing this is because they've had so many people apply for this. He said, we can only fit 49 people in that room in the White House. We can fit 400 in this other facility that we're looking at. And if you look at the top of Drudge is saying it's essentially they're expanding this. And again, this is an interesting parallel to what they're talking about, the whine of the globalists. When they start talking about how awful it would be if we had trade deals that worked for America, they say, oh, this would be isolationism. This would lead to a smaller economy. When in reality, what it would do is it would open up the economy to some of the small businesses that are locked out of this because only the big boys are allowed to play. So that's what's happening. That's what we're talking about when we talk about trade. And the same way, that's what's really happening here with the press corps. The big guys who have always had a place at the table, who think that they're entitled to this, who have been connected to the establishment and say what the establishment tells them to say, they have muscled out everybody else, and now it's opening up. You see, it's an opening. It's not a closing in both trade and in press. It's a new world press order. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to take a look at what's going on now, this back and forth between John Lewis. And, of course, he came out and said that he thought that Trump is not a legitimate president. He didn't think that he could ever work with him. And, of course, we've seen Chuck Schumer say, you know what, first, we don't even know who the Supreme Court nominee is, but as soon as Donald Trump puts one out there, we're going to shut it down. We understand that. That's partisan politics. And yet, the thing that bothered me about this was that when Donald Trump pushed back and said, what have you done for your constituents lately? You know, we understand he was a leader of the civil rights movement when he was 25, 50 years ago. Okay, but now he's in his mid-70s. He's had 30 years in Congress. What has he done for his district? What has he done for the country? I can't really say. I know that he staged a sit-in on the floor last summer after the shooting in Orlando, trying to get more gun control. He hasn't helped the people in his district, and that's what Donald Trump pointed out. And then we had all these people like Ben Sasse, who's always been with the Never Trumpers, always trying to say he's a nonpartisan senator. He wants you to see him as rising above the political establishment, and yet he was deeply involved in the political establishment, trying to shut down somebody who genuinely was out of the political establishment, and that was Donald Trump. I guess Donald Trump took his marketing position, and he didn't like that. Then we also have Michael Steele, former head of the RNC, saying, don't you even go there. Don't you even go there, Donald Trump. Don't you even talk about this guy. He's a sacred cow. And I guess, look, without any disrespect for what he did, and we're going to talk about what he did here, and we're going to talk about things that he's right on, that he could work with Donald Trump on. We've got Robert Kennedy Jr., who disagrees on a whole array of issues with Donald Trump, and yet on the issue that's important, that he believes is important, that he sees that he can get something done about, he's willing to work with Donald Trump on that issue. It'd be great if John Lewis were a statesman like that, but he isn't. He isn't. You know, we say that, and it's always these people who say, you can't attack me personally. You can't say anything about me because of who I am. They're always the ones who engage in ad hominem attacks, aren't they? And, you know, there's an element of this. Before I get into him, I got to say also on the other side, I believe that we should be able to criticize Donald Trump's policies. And to criticize Donald Trump's policies is not necessarily criticizing the man. Most of these people now are criticizing Donald Trump, the man. They're not coming after his policies. But I think Donald Trump actually wants people who will disagree with his policies. Look at the people he's put in his cabinet. They've had some open disagreements with Donald Trump on some core issues that he campaigned on. And you can look at that one of two ways. You can either say, well, Donald Trump either lied to us or he's selling out or he's being co-opted or whatever. I don't think that's the case. I think it's more likely that he wants people who are going to be looking at offering him dissent and multiple options. I think he's a person who has an open mind to things and will examine the facts on both sides of the issues and is not afraid to take an unpopular decision like vaccines or like talking about the missing 28 pages of the 9/11 report. So I think he wants people who are going to question the conventional wisdom of the establishment. That's what made Donald Trump. And so I think when we talk about policies and we have issues with policies that people in his cabinet or that Donald Trump might talk about, I always get from people who are following InfoWars that like Donald Trump, they come after me. He's like, don't you ever say anything about Donald Trump? Well, I'm not saying anything about Donald Trump. I'm talking about his policies. And like I pointed out, I think he is open to hearing dissent or he wouldn't have the kind of people that he has in his cabinet. But let's talk about John Lewis, okay? This guy was a leader of the civil rights movement, as I pointed out, 50 years ago, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But here's what he had to say about Donald Trump that started all of this. It's an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC. Here's what he had to say.
You have forged relationships with many presidents. Do you plan on trying to forge a relationship with Donald Trump?
You know, I believe in forgiveness. I believe in trying to work with people. It's going to be hard. It's going to be very difficult. I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You do not consider him a legitimate president. Why is that?
I think the Russians participated in helping this man get elected.
There we go. The Russians did it. Okay, so that's there we are. We're back to selling this again. How long will they continue with this? And that's the whole point about making him illegitimate, about trying to say they can come after him, and also about tying his hands in terms of the Cold War. And if John Lewis doesn't realize that that's what this is ultimately about, the deep state trying to tie Donald Trump's hands in the Cold War, trying to stop him from de-escalating the Cold War that the deep state started with the aid of Obama, then he's being used as a dupe by those people. But this is what Donald Trump responded. He said, Congressman John Lewis should spend more time, he put this out on Twitter, should spend more time on fixing and helping his district, which is in horrible shape and falling apart, not to mention crime-infested, rather than falsely complaining about the election results. All talk, 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 no action or results. Isn't that sad? And, you know, it is sad, because there's a lot of things that he could work with Donald Trump on. He opposed the TPP. He opposed these trade issues when they came up. He also opposed the 2000 trade agreement with China. See, he could work in the opposition to NAFTA and the opposition to the Chinese trade agreements, he could work with Donald Trump. You know, he also opposed dragnet surveillance by the NSA when it was done by Bush, but he didn't oppose it when it was done by Obama. Start to get the picture? He doesn't really care about these issues, or he would work against it when Obama does it, not just when Bush is doing it. And he would work with Donald Trump on opposing NAFTA, on renegotiating NAFTA, on renegotiating the Chinese trade agreements. There's a lot of things that John Lewis could make common cause with, that he could work to make things better for his district, to work to make things better for America. But instead, he has chosen to play these little demagogic tricks. And that's the essence of the Democrat Party. But what I guess I'm most disappointed in are these so-called Republicans, these rhinos like Michael Steele. As I pointed out, I saw him at the DNC, and he was a rock star with the Democrats. I don't recall seeing any other Republicans there, but people were just all around him and patting him on the back. He was a big celebrity, and this is what he had to say. Let's play this clip from Michael Steele.
And B, his questioning legitimacy.
Number one, don't tweet that. Number two, don't go there.
You can't talk about it. You can't criticize it.
Step back and try to appreciate what's being said and what the concern is. Now, yeah, you can put it in a partisan context. You know, he's a Democrat and I'm a Republican. He's black, I'm white, and all of that. But it goes to what you were just saying about what's undergirding that and how does a community perceive your respect or lack of respect for their leaders.
Right. Yep.
And that says a lot. And I think if you're looking to heal and bridge and bring people of America together, well, we're part of that.
Yeah.
As black folks, we're part of that. So our expectation.
Okay,
is
let's hold that right there. Now, you heard that clip from John Lewis, and he said, I believe in forgiveness, but I can't forgive Donald Trump. I can't work with Donald Trump. He's not legitimate. See, there's not any room there from people who are so hyperpartisan like John Lewis and Chuck Schumer. There's no room to reach out to those people, in spite of what Michael Steele says. Let's play the clip from Rand Paul, because I think he got it precisely right. Here's what Rand Paul had to say about partisanism. If you're that partisan, you are not immune to criticism.
So I think we shouldn't, when things involve race, it gets very, very sensitive. All of us, or none of us actually, want to be considered to be the racially insensitive. And so it's a very, very important subject. But I think we shouldn't ignore that people are partisans. So John Lewis is a partisan. I have a great deal of respect for him, but he's a partisan and I disagree with him on issues. I should be able to honestly disagree with him and not have it all come back to I have no appreciation for civil rights icon because of this. And I think that's the part that I think sometimes unfair in this.
Okay, that's true. And that's, let's go back and look at how he was a civil rights leader. He got involved with the Freedom Riders. What were the Freedom Riders? They were people who said, look, there's been a Supreme Court decision. There's a law saying that you cannot have segregated buses. You can't put us in the back of the bus if it's going between states, if it's an interstate bus ride, because the federal government can have jurisdiction on that, unlike when it's strictly within the state. And so to make their point and to get the federal government to enforce that, they set up a bunch of freedom rides where they had black people and white people get on buses and they were going to drive through the South and go up into Washington, D.C. As that happened, as they were going through Montgomery, Alabama in 1961, that bus was attacked. The bunches of buses were attacked and people were dragged out of that. Black and white were beaten. The buses were burned. And the Ku Klux Klan guy who did that was defended by Morris Deese, the guy who is the president and founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center. That was Morris Deese's only involvement in the civil rights movement, was to defend the Ku Klux Klan leader who did that. And he got paid what was then the median family of four income. But he wanted to make a lot more money, and he did. And that's what the Southern Poverty Law Center is about. And we're going to play a clip from that and a clip from a report that I did back in 2014 called Prophets of Hate. The SPLC is always prophesying about hate groups, but no, it's really about profit, P-R-O.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.